Kaz, does it seem like 40 years in the business?
No, definitely not. No, I was talking to someone a little while ago. It definitely don't. I mean, it's 40 years me and Dave have been together. I've been in the business since 1959, so it's like over 50 years. Before I got together with Dave, I was on the road with Jerry Lee Lewis and Gene Vincent. Then I joined Cliff Bennett at Rebel Rousers, supported the Beatles, toured with the Beatles, toured America with Heads, Hands and Feet. Yeah, I did a lot before me and Dave actually got together.
I know Lonnie Donegan did play a big part in you getting involved in the guitar, didn't he?
That's dead right, yeah. I've got the old Mon Martin here.
Oh, go on, then.
The old ring, little world suit. Wrong to me, the little world now. Wrong to me, the little world suit. Every little once in a while. That inspired me when I heard that on the radio. I said to my mum, I want a guitar. So she got me a guitar, and I learned to play the guitar before I learned the piano.
Ain't No Pleasing You. Was that really the song upon which a lot of your success has been hinged?
That was the biggest hit. As far as I'm concerned, that was my best song that I've written. Before we got together with Dave, I remember trying to figure, I said, there's got to be, I was thinking out loud to my wife, I said, there's got to be a song. I said, all the Cockney songs, for the one, you see, I'm using it just for the way of explaining the way that I speak. Every time you hear like a Cockney song, it's a funny song, and I love funny songs. Goethe's a comical song, you know, so is Rabbit. But I thought there's never ever been a song in a Cockney accent that is taken serious. Well, Ain't No Pleasing You was an achievement for me, because I think that it's a great song, even though I say it myself, and it's sung in my own accent. So, yeah, that's... I mean, I love them all. I love Rabbit, I love Goethe, I love Down at the Market, Snooker Loopy. Sideboard song, you know, we've had a lot of hits. But if I had to pick one, that'd be the one.
The two Ronnies, Chaz, I'll never forget them sending you up in a sketch on the telly once. Did that make you smile?
It certainly did. And when we first saw it, we were doing another show for the two Ronnies. And Ronnie Barker, he showed it to us before it went out on air. And I was in this theatre. And he said, come on, he said, got something to show. And he sat next to me while I was watching it. And both me and Dave were in stitches. It was absolutely fantastic. I mean, I'll tell you a story about that. I remember when it came on, I said to my Auntie Alice over in Acme, I said, watch the television tonight, watch the two Ronnies tonight. She said, are you on it? I said, no, just watch it tonight, right? Anyway, I rang her up after. I said, did you see it? She said, yeah, weren't you good on it? She thought it was us. Dave.
Oh, that's a wonderful story. Is this really your final tour?
No, I mean I'm gigging all the time anyway, and who knows? I mean your final tour is when you're dead and you're underneath 6 foot of earth. Who knows? When you're on this lovely planet, who knows how you're going to feel tomorrow? You know, I mean Dave, when his wife died, you know, he said to me, oh, I don't want to go. He said, I don't want to go back. He said, so I thought, well, I'll just like leave him and let him. And as we all know, you never really get over somebody dying, but it gets easier as time goes on. So that's why he fancied doing another tour. But I don't know, he might not do another tour, I don't know. I'll be gigging all the time. But if in a couple of years' time he fancies doing another one, then we'll probably do another one.
And what does it mean, Charles, when you're out there playing your music? How do you feel?
I just feel alive. I can't. I mean, we got this tour starts, I think, Thursday week, and I'm just so looking forward to it. And those theatres have become like that we do around the country have become like old friends that you see. You know what I mean? And when you get get old friends to see and new people in there all really enjoying it, it's a great thing to look forward to.